House of Mazer, how can I help?
Hey, Mike. It's Milo.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, I can hear you. Who's this?
Okay, it's Milo. How you doing?
Hey, Milo. Hey, I'm doing all right.
Sorry to bug you.
No worries.
It looks like Ecel found out that we're doing this app, and they shut us down.
Sorry, who shut you down?
Ecel, the other software that we're using.
Right. Was that the company that you were employed with?
Yes, the company that we were contracting with. So we don't know why they shut us down. But one of the things that I need to talk to you when you have time, we could set up an appointment. Is we need to go ahead and have this software at the minimal. You know, all the stuff that we were trying to put on there.
Right.
We could just make it work in the sense of, you know, we log them in, they test, the reports are sent, and in other words, make it as minimal as possible while we could continue adding on to it in the, as the future goes. As in other words, I want to keep the clients going.
I understand. So you want to have the first, you know, the most minimal app possible live as soon as possible so you can retain your clients, right?
Yes, we can retain the clients, and then we continue doing what we said we're going to be doing, but if it's possible to go ahead and get it operational, the most minimal thing, we sign up the clients ourselves for now. They test.
Mm-hmm.
The reports go out. Even on the portal could be as minimal as possible. It just shows the testing and shows the color coding that we talked about. And that's really it. That's not it, but just to start.
Okay. Well, Milo, let me discuss this. And, you know, thank you for the heads up. Let me go ahead and discuss this with the team. What we could do, I think a good head start from here would be that, you know, since you have this scope of work document that we initially signed, you know, that we used as the drawing board for putting together the scope of the project, you could use that to pull out all the features that you need to go live with first, and then, you know, we could leave out the rest for the second phase after we have published the first application. Shall we do that?
Yeah, I think we could go ahead and do that. Yeah, I just need to – is it possible you could have Nick send me that information again, the scope of it, because I don't know where to find it.
I can have, no.
And then, this way, it's not that, it's just that I don't want to lose the clientele and then I don't know what these guys are up to.
Uh-huh.
So I want to be able to go ahead and just jump in there, get a testing, do the most minimal amount, and then you guys could, I mean, you could keep working on it, you know, as we go, but this is just so much stress on me right now. You can't imagine.
I understand. I mean, it's a bit of a hiccup here. You know, the only thing I'm thinking here, I mean, even if we go live with the most basic features, and then, you know, of course, it all comes down to what features you want to go live with and, you know, what's the length of those features. But I think we're still about at least a minimum 40, 45 days, even if we, you know, go ahead and we just do the basic features, because we've not entered development as yet. We're just designing the software right now.
Yeah. So you're still thinking it'll be about 45 days to do the minimal?
I think definitely, because, you know, given the testing, we'd of course have to test the application. You know, it's going to be the minimal product, but we want to make sure, you know, the app, once you present it, it does 100% work with whatever features are built in. And then we, you know, going live on the app stores, that takes a bit of time as well, because they, you know, once we go live, or we could, you know, probably, you know, cut down the timeline by a week if we don't submit the application to the app stores, you know, in the first go. And you could just show it offline, and then, you know, once you've got some time and once you've got some leverage in terms of the timeline, then we can go ahead and, you know, submit this to the app stores as well. I mean, do you think offline?
How can they test offline, though?
Well, with just the With just the Apple, I think it's going to be a bit tricky because, you know, Apple requires that if the app is offline and it's not distributed over the app stores, then you have to take the UDIDs for each person that needs to test it on an iPhone and then build that into the application. Like, you have to encode that into the application before packing the build, right? But
that's a lot more work huh, for you guys.
I mean, it's just all right with us. I mean, we could do that. I mean, given the situation and the, you know, the exceptional circumstances, we wouldn't mind. It's just that, you know, you'd have to collect all the UDIDs of people that you need to test this with or to present this to.
Yeah, we would have to install it in their phone and all that kind of stuff, right?
Well, they just do it just like any other application. I mean, not doing it through the app stores, of course, but we just give them a link, more like a, you know, say an offline hyperlink that they could just use to download it to their phones.
I hear you.
And okay, then with Android, there's no limitations. Just so you know.
Hmm? You know the issue here. You know the problem. Again, yes. Nick can send me that. I'll go over and I'll tell you what. I guess I'll circle or whatever it is, hold, and then, you know, this is needed, this second application. I still think that we should, even if it takes a week with Apple,
mm-hmm.
I think we should go that route with Apple.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Do the app. I don't think the other one would really help us out at the get-go, but I'm thinking enough of your time. Yeah, if you could have Nick send me that info, and I could let you know what we need for now to, let's, like, hurry up, and then we could start adding the other stuff, make it look pretty as we go. Does that sound good?
Yeah, perfect. I mean, that sounds like a plan. I'm with you on this. Don't worry about it. We'll try and cut the timeline to sooner as possible, and we'll
don't know how these guys mm-hmm. found out.
Well, that's all right. I mean, consider this a good riddance, I'd say. It had to come one day, right?
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, man, timing is everything. All right, Mike.
Don't worry. I'm with you, on this, all right? Yeah, I'll send you the document as soon as possible.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, man. Bye now.